The first Lebanese immigrant came to the United States in 1854, with the first major wave bringing 100,000 of them between the late 1800s and 1920. A wave between the years 1948 and 1985 brought another 60,000, and cities all over the U.S. are home to Lebanese communities, both large and small. But America was not the only country that saw a wave of Lebanese immigrants in the early parts of the 1900s. Our neighbors to the south in Mexico also saw roughly 100,000 Lebanese people immigrate to their country. It is hard to measure the greatest impact of immigrant culture on their new homes, but the fusion of local and immigrant cuisine might be the easiest to recognize. Tacos al Pastor is a stunning example of this. Lebanese immigrants to Mexico brought with them the tradition of cooking meat, usually lamb, on a vertical spit. This is how Lebanese shawarma became Mexican tacos al pastor. Instead of the traditional lamb, pork was used, and new seasonings such as achiote paste and chipotles changed the dish completely. Traditionally, tacos al pastor are still cooked on a vertical rotating spit and shaved off as the outside cooks. This allows the heat from the fire below to build a new layer of the crispy, fatty bits of texture that make al pastor so delicious. To enhance the texture, some chefs toss the meat on a griddle cooktop before being placed in a soft taco shell and served. So the next time you go out for dinner or cook a family favorite dish at home, I hope you will take the time to think about the immigrants who have brought their cultures and cuisines with them around the world, because our dinner plates wouldn't be the same without them. For KMUW, I'm Josh Carey.